There is nothing more romantic than a big bright moon in the night sky. A few times a year, the moon is bigger and brighter than usual. This natural phenomenon is called a supermoon. It can appear up to 3 times the size of an average moon. Supermoons happen when the moon, the Earth, and the Sun are in a straight line, and when the moon is closest to the Earth. When these two celestial events happen at the same time, you get a great big moon in the sky. The scientific name. Supermoon is not, in fact, the scientific name of the event. It is actually called a perigee syzygy. Perigee means close to Earth. The moon orbits the Earth in an elliptical curve. Perigee describes the closest point in its orbit. The furthest point is called apogee. Syzygy, on the other hand, means the alignment of 3 celestial bodies. The Sun, the Moon, and the Earth are aligned during the full moon and new moon phases. During a new moon syzygy, the moon is not visible because it is between the Earth and the Sun. This is a lunar eclipse. The supermoons that are visible occur during a full moon syzygy when it is closest to Earth. In other words, a perigee syzygy full moon. Let's call it supermoon. Of course, supermoon is an easier term to use than perigee syzygy. It was coined by astrologer Richard Knoll 30 years ago. His definition was a new or full moon, which occurs with the moon at or near within 90% of its closest approach to Earth in a given orbit. Now it has become the popular phrase among astronomers as well. According to Knoll's definition, the moon has to come within 226,000 miles of Earth before we can call it super. The closest it has been recently was on the 14th of November 2016 at a distance of 221,524 miles. This was the closest since 1948, and it won't come that close again until 2034. However, even the greatest supermoons are only 30% bigger than usual. What makes it truly spectacular is the moon illusion. Nobody really knows why, but the moon looks much, much bigger when it is on the horizon. So when a supermoon touches the horizon, it becomes like something out of a fairy tale. Howling at the moon? The phrase howling at the moon conjures up images of werewolves howling to the heavens. But in fact, supermoons do not have any major effect on Earth. Tides are a little bigger, but earthquakes, natural disasters, and psychological effects on humans, these are all unsubstantiated myth. So don't worry, and just enjoy the show.